Welcome to Mini Magic, the kids' podcast where we talk about magic, witches, spells, and whatever else you want. Hey guys, it's Andy. Thanks for joining me. We're in the final week of April, and this weekend, on May 1st, we will be celebrating Beltane. We're going to be talking all about that in today's episode, but first I wanted to check in quickly about last week. I meant to post an episode last week, but it turned out to be a really exciting and busy week for me and for Moondust Press because I launched my third book for pre-order. It's an illustrated children's book, so a picture book, and it's all about sea witches. The book is called Sunday the Sea Witch, and it's the story of what happens when a sea witch who has lived next to the ocean her entire life has to move away and leave the sea. So we follow the story of what happens to her and how that process of moving is transformative for her, because she doesn't think that she can be a witch without the ocean, but she finds out that that's not really true. I don't like to do a ton of salesy stuff here on the podcast, but I would just be so honored if you took a minute to check it out. It's a really important story for me because it was inspired by my own life and magical practice and a move that I made. So if you want to learn more and see the book cover and some of the inside illustrations, you can go to sundaytheseawitch.com and check it out there. It's a really big deal for me to have this book out in the world because I've been working on it for such a long time, almost 2 years, and it's my favorite book that I've ever written, so I hope that everyone else loves it just as much as I do. Now on to our topic of the day, Beltane. This is a celebratory holiday episode of Mini Magic, just as we always do in the week of a Sabbat celebration. If you are a new listener, you can go back and find previous holiday episodes on Yule, Imbolc, and Ostara. If you have already heard those episodes, you probably have some familiarity with how our chat will go today. I usually start by giving a little background information on the Sabbat, the origins, the meaning of the name, historical celebrations, and stuff like that. Then we will cover correspondences, so things like colors, plants, and crystals that are commonly linked to Beltane, so traditionally used to decorate or cook with or some way connected. Then we'll do some practical ways to celebrate, like activities, crafts, or recipes, some things that you can do either alone or with your family and friends to mark the holiday. And as always, we will close out with a listener question. So looking back, where did Beltane come from and why do we celebrate it? Beltane has been celebrated on the 1st of May for a long time. It's one of the cross-quarter days, so there are solstices and equinox, and then we have those 4 points in between them on the wheel of the year that we call cross-quarter days. Beltane is a Gaelic festival in origin, meaning we're talking about customs that come from Ireland and Scotland, and there's also some English folklore tied into Beltane, so that particular part of the world. As for the word Beltane, some historians think that it's a mashup of the Celtic god named Bel and the Gaelic word Tine, which meant fire. Bel was a sun god, so when you put this together, the word meant bright fire or shining fire. Beltane historically marked the beginning of summer. So even though we have the summer solstice now in June, which is what we say on our calendar is the first official day of summer, It was actually Beltane in ancient times when things would start to shift towards summer agriculturally. So this means that the farming and the crops would change, and really importantly, the cows would be moved to their summer pastures. This is important because a lot of the original rituals around Beltane were made to protect the cattle, the crops, and families and towns. There are ancient texts that tell us that people would make two large fires, like bonfires, and chant incantations or spells for protection while they walked the cattle between them. This tradition is still alive in some ways today with jumping the fire, which I will briefly mention later when we talk about celebrations, and it is hardly the only reference to fire for Beltane. Beltane is called a fire festival, so before that day, everyone would put out the fires in their homes that kept them warm and lit. And then once the large Beltane bonfire was lit in this ritual ceremony, people would use that flame to bring back flames to relight their home fires. And this would bring them good luck and protection for the coming season. People also traditionally cooked their feasts for Beltane over the fire and then used the smoke and ashes to cleanse themselves after the fire went out. Not necessarily directly related to Beltane, but another fun piece of historical trivia is that in ancient Rome, the first 3 days of May, May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, were called Floralia, or the Festival of Flowers. And people celebrated by wearing flowers in their hair and gathering for dancing and feasting and parties. There are other traditions like May bushes, crowning a May queen, and maypoles that we'll cover more when we get to how you can celebrate Beltane. But now that we have some background info, I want to get into correspondences. These are some of the symbols of Beltane that witches use in their homes, on their altars, in their rituals, or in whatever they choose to do for the day. So starting with colors, there are a good amount of colors that you will find as Beltane correspondences, but I think that an easy way to remember them is to think about a garden in full bloom. These are really the colors of Beltane, the greens of grass, the pinks and purples and yellows of wildflowers, the brown of the dirt, and the brightness of new fruit. Some of the herbs to use for Beltane are rose, lavender, or marigold, all very floral and bright. And you'll notice the same thing with crystals. You want color and variety and brightness. So you might pull in some rose quartz for pink, turquoise or sapphire for blue, or a moonstone to show off the whole rainbow. We also have food correspondences, so things that you might want to use as ingredients to cook with, like strawberries or other berries that are in season. I know that for us, we have a mulberry tree in our backyard, and these are the few weeks where it just really explodes and it is raining berries down on us, so those feel very appropriate to use. Honey is also another big one for Beltane while the bees are out and so actively working on all the blooming flowers. All of these things mentioned as correspondences are also going to be useful when it comes to building a Beltane altar. You might use the colors that we mentioned for your candles or for a drawing, or use the food ingredients or herbs in something you bake and leave as an offering on your altar. One thing that I love to do for a Beltane altar is to make a little miniature maypole. A maypole is usually outside and very tall, a pole decorated with ribbons tied to the top that people would dance around as part of a Beltane celebration, but you can make one that is a little tiny one inside as a representation, whether or not you have the space or the time to put together a full-sized one, and you might already have the things that you need for this quick and easy craft. I like to use a small jar or a cup and fill it up with dirt or rocks from outside, and then find a pretty straight stick. The stick is going to be your pole, and then you can use ribbons or string, or even if you have some old clothes, you can cut them up to get little strands of fabric to make strands coming off of the pole from the top. You can use hot glue, or you can tie them, whatever feels the safest, and then you can stick real or fake flowers on the top to decorate it to make your own little maypole. Sometimes I will also put tiny crystals or glitter around the base of it, and then that will be the centerpiece of our family altar for Beltane. This leads us into our final section for today, which is practical ways to celebrate. So what should you or can you actually do for Beltane? Well, you could build a maypole. You might have to challenge your grown-ups, but if you can find a pole that is long enough and ribbons for a full-size maypole, I say go for it. I know that at our house, Luna has built one already in our backyard using a stick of bamboo, and then she used some painter's tape to attach the ribbons to the top. So there are lots of creative ways to go about that. Another fun tradition is crowning the May Queen and May King. If there were a big festival, there would be a May Queen or King picked out, and they would be the leader of the parade celebration for everyone. A way to use this tradition at home is by making yourself a May crown. You can either make it out of paper, like a paper chain, or natural materials like flowers. Making a flower crown can be a little bit tricky, but if you ask for help and you look up how-to videos, like how to make a flower crown on YouTube, I know that you'll be able to figure it out. And of course, if you want, you can also use fabric flowers from a craft store. A practice that used to occur and that we can adapt for today is the May bush or May tree, which is almost similar to a solstice or Yule tree or a Christmas tree. It was a real living bush that people would cut down and bring inside to decorate with ribbons or flowers or summery gold sunshiny ornaments. You can do this with a fallen branch that you find of a tree or a potted plant. I wanted to bring up Jack in the Green, too, which is a fun thing that comes out of England. This is one that I think is personally really fun to see. So if you're with a grown-up who has a phone or a computer right now and you both want to, you can pull up images of Jack in the Green just by doing a search for that term in any search engine to see what I'm talking about. This tradition was part of Beltane parades and processions, and it started out of women decorating their pails or buckets with greenery and flowers, but it grew into something much, much bigger than that, which is these full-body suits and costumes that people would wear decorated to look like big bushes or trees. So there is green face paint or masks and outfits or hair pieces made out of leaves and all kinds of cool natural accessories. Jack in the Green parades still happen now in England, and I would love to see one day. I think that this year we might dress up my baby, Leo, as Jack in the Green for Beltane, just as a cute way to honor the earth and the plants and the spirits bringing those things to life. Like I mentioned before, fire is a huge part of Beltane celebrations. If you have a fire pit or another safe space where you can have an outdoor fire, that is a really special thing to do on the evening of Beltane and into the night. But if you don't have a big fire, you can do something that represents the Beltane flame and bonfire, like having a special candle inside. If you do light a fire outdoors, it can be a nice ritual to light one candle from that larger flame and then bring it inside for protection and luck. Jumping the fire is something that came up quickly before. This is a tradition where a low fire is burning on the ground, and you literally run and jump over it during a Beltane celebration. You can put whatever intention you want into your jump, whether it's for luck, or sometimes couples will jump together if they want luck in getting pregnant and having a new baby. The final thing I wanted to mention about Beltane is that it's an important time for communication and reverence with the fairies. Now, this might be part of your practice or maybe not, but some people believe that the spring, summer time when everything outdoors is so active and alive is high time for the fair folk or the fairies. There are whole books about fairies and working with them, but an easy way to get started is to leave a little offering of cream or milk or a fruit outdoors in your garden and see if one of your fairies will come take it. You can also create an area outside that's like a fairy garden or a fairy house to create a safe space for them and draw them into you. I hope this gave you some ideas for how to celebrate Beltane this year and some historical context of what the day means and why witches all over are celebrating it. I'm going to close us out with one final listener question, and it's a question for Luna, so I'm going to grab her.
Hi, this is Ireland, and I wanted to know, what is Luna's favorite Goddess Girls book? And is there a flower that represents Ostara? Bye!
Hi, Ireland. This is Luna. And my favorite Goddess Girls book is Persephone and the Giant Flowers. And it involves Athena, Persephone, and Hades. And those are some of my favorite gods and goddesses. I'm going to let my mom answer your question about flowers.
Hey, Ireland. Thank you so much for your question. I wanted to answer your question about flowers associated with Ostara, but then I also thought we could mention flowers for Beltane. So some flowers for Ostara are tulips, daffodils, primroses, and violets, those kind of early spring flowers. And then as we move into Beltane flowers, it would traditionally in older times be yellow flowers, so primrose, hawthorn, and marigold. But these days, Beltane is really about all of the spring flowers, so anything that's in bloom is appropriate. It is the most rainbow and diverse of the Sabbat days in terms of color and flower. I hope that you found that helpful, and I hope that you have a lovely Beltane celebration this weekend. Thank you all so much for listening, and remember you can check out my new book online at sundaythesewitch.com. Mini Magic is produced by Moondust Press. You can find more information, books, worksheets, and other resources online at moondustpress.com and on social media at moondustpress.